The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We need to get our swagger back when it comes to the anytime touchdown parlay. It's been a dry spell that we've been in. Maybe this is the week. Maybe we get an early Christmas gift. Maybe we hit it. I like my pick.
All right, let's get into it.
I really like my pick.
I like mine too. For some reason on FanDuel, the Washington game is not up.
Probably because they didn't know the quarterback.
The game is up, but it's the touchdown score prop is not up.
Yep.
All right. So, Cakes, you want to start us off?
Sure. I'm going to go to a real dog dud of a game as the Jags take on the New York Jets. Now, the Jags, their defense is horrible. Aaron Rodgers should have a decent game throwing to Devontae and Garrett Wilson, but I'm going to the other side. Brian Thomas Jr. is having a really good rookie campaign, despite the fact that he's had Mac Jones throwing him the ball for the last, I believe it's three games. He has 54 grabs, 851 yards, six touchdowns. He's averaging 15.8 yards per catch. But what really catches my eye is in the last two games, he's had 10 targets and 12 targets. Now, he scored against Houston. He didn't find the end zone against Tennessee, but I think Doug Peterson and that staff in a lost season are finally just saying, let's throw the ball to our best player. That's Brian Thomas Jr. Let's give him double-digit targets every single week. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to find the end zone in a trailing game script. They're going to be losing the game to the Jets because Rodgers is going to get his. So I think a lot of throwing from Mac Jones to Brian Thomas Jr. And the number is plus 175.
Ooh, that's a good number.
The number is just too good to pass up.
Okay.
So I have BTJ, Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jags, finding the end zone. By the way, pretty good wide receivers they crank out at LSU.
Yeah, they're not
Malik
bad.
Neighbors and Brian Thomas Jr., Justin Jefferson.
Jamar Chase. Yeah, they're decent.
The list goes on and on.
All right, behind the glass, are you guys doing one pick or are you doing three different ones?
We're all going to get in on the action.
Love
today.
It. Love
okay,
this.
All right, so let's start
it's
with
a great development.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go because I don't want you guys to take mine.
Okay.
So, look, Tyreek Hill is obviously one of the best receivers in the league. Since Tua has been back, he has been targeting Tyreek. He has been throwing the ball. Obviously, Tyreek's numbers were down when Tua was out. But in the last five games, he's got four touchdowns. Last week against the Jets in a 32-26 win, he had 14 targets. So Tua was looking for Tyreek. He had 10 catches for a buck 15. He did score. The week before that, which was Thanksgiving, it was actually on Thanksgiving Day, at Green Bay, he had nine targets. He had six catches for 83. He did score. He scored against Vegas. He scored against the Rams. And they've been scoring points. I mean, the Dolphins have scored 23, 34, 34, 17 in a loss at Green Bay, and then 32 last week. So they're scoring some points.
Tua's been on fire.
Yep. They're playing in Houston. I think it's, you know, it's obviously indoors. Mm-hmm. I think Tyreek's going to get his. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. It's going to be up and down the field. So give me Tyreek to score his fifth touchdown in the last 6 weeks. I believe it's plus 120.
It's better than that. It's plus 130.
Plus 130. All right.
Yep.
I'll take Tua to Tyreek plus 130 against Houston.
All right. We got two legs.
You like
in.
That? Right,
can I go? Sure.
Got Brian Thomas Jr. and Tyreek, both at plus numbers.
All right. Mr.
Can I
Bickle?
Jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So Cakes not letting me pick the Skins. I'm going to go with his guy.
Ooh.
He's coming off a strong week 14. They say he averaged about 14.9 fantasy points. He played 93% of the snaps, and on running routes, 90% of the snaps on passing plays. He faces a Ravens defense that's given up third most fantasy points per game to receivers, Malik Nabers.
Oh, you're going to my guy.
I'm going with your guy.
That is my guy.
Yep.
All right, Malik Nabers, let me pull up his number. Malik Nabers is at, ooh, it's a healthy number, plus 260.
Ooh, wow.
That probably just doomed us.
Well, if this hits.
What have you seen from the Giants in the last couple weeks that makes you?
Well, I believe in Nabers. And like I said, what I read, they give up the third most fantasy points per game to receivers, the Ravens.
And
Gotta have to factor in the quarterback.
I think Tommy DeVito is a slight upgrade over Drew Lock. The problem with DeVito is he gets sacked at an alarming rate.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually think Nabers is like a freak. So
he is. Just a matter of can he find the end zone?
Yeah,
he is a freak, but you got to have a decent quarterback throwing him the ball.
Yeah. All right. So sorry.
But that's your play.
You know, yeah. I like this parlay so far. A lot of receivers, receiver heavy.
All right, behind the glass.
Who wants to
start us off back there?
Here, I'll go ahead.
All right.
I'm going to back a receiver, Cakes.
Love it.
A receiver that's getting a ton of targets.
All right.
A receiver that's going against a porous secondary and an awful defense. A receiver who's a part of an ascending offense that's on the come. I'm going to go with old man Adam Thielen. To get a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys. I believe he's plus 220 right now.
He is.
Young's kind of slinging it. The offense is looking a lot better. They're going against a crappy Cowboys secondary. Thielen's getting a lot of targets.
Could be pew, 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 pew.
a lot of targets in the last two or three games.
He is.
So Adam Thielen to get to the end zone plus 220.
Can you believe there Carolina is favored in that game? Think about that.
When's
the last time they were favored?
I think it's been like 33 games since they've been favored.
Yeah, they're favored against the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones' boys are dogs against Carolina, won one game last year.
All right, all we have left is Drab and Marr. Well, are we going to have a wide receiver exclusive parlay? I don't know. Time will tell.
Now, I'm going to buck the trend here. I'm going to go to the marquee matchup on Sunday, Bills versus Lions. Give me Josh Allen anytime, plus 115. He scored a rushing touchdown in four consecutive games, and last week against the Rams, he destroyed them for three rushing touchdowns. Detroit has a pretty banged-up defense, so, you know, hopefully this should be a layup.
All right, I like it.
We're all plus numbers so far.
Oh, it's going to be
crazy.
There's
no chance Drab comes in with a minus number.
No.
That's impossible.
He's going to have plus 400.
I don't think he's ever done that.
I'd be very disappointed, Drab.
I don't know if I've ever done
that. Yeah, never taken
it. No, we're not doing plus 400, but I love this play. And look, usually I never bet on my hometown team. I like to stay away from it.
Yeah.
But Jaxon Smith-Njigba is just too good.
He's been on fire, too.
He's just too good. Geno's looking for him all the time. DK's blocking his butt off for him. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is up to number 6 in the NFL in receiving yards as our number 2 receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable comeuppance. So we're going to go with Jaxon Smith-Njigba against the Packers. Hopefully a lot of points scored probably in that game. So go with Smith-Njigba plus 185.
All right.
All right, recap.
Man, this is a big one. All right, we have six legs because everybody's participating.
Mm-hmm.
JP's going to be so bitter if this hits. Brian Thomas Jr., plus 175. Tyreek Hill, plus 130. Malik Nabers, plus 260. Adam Thielen to score for the Panthers at plus 220. Josh Allen is the low number here at plus 115 in a big matchup with the Lions. And JSN at plus 185. A $10 wager pays $4,454.74. Let's go.
So we'll get, 600 each, something like that.
It's a lot.
It's
It's a big number.
It's going to be a Merry Christmas on the Junkies.
We've been doing a lot of this. We hit this one. Yeah, big one.
That would be
big
awesome.
One if we hit it.
Stuffing our stockings.
$10 pays $4,454.74. So you can either tail us, you can fade us, do what you wish, but you're going to be bitter if this one hits and you didn't put a few bucks on it. So we will be sweating that.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Throughout the weekend, and we will tweet out that result on at Junks Radio, and right. you can go place a wager there, and hopefully
big,
it hits.
That's our biggest play.
That's a big one.
In the touchdown prop,
it's
right?
A big one, and we hope it comes through. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by John Feinstein, and later in the show, Scott Abraham joins us at 9 to talk Saints Commanders, and Mike Haas, play-by-play voice for the New Orleans Saints, WWL Radio in New Orleans. He'll join the show coming up at 9:25.